Governor Cuomo is expected to make getting half the state's electric power from renewable sources by the year 2030 a requirement. But some energy advocates say that's not enough. With the UN Climate Change Conference beginning next week, the governor is putting the pressure on to clean up New York's power supply. He says the ultimate goal is an 80% reduction in carbon emissions by 2050. But Mark Dunley of the 100% Renewables Now New York campaign says the target for renewable energy is too low.
The carbon emissions from electricity is only about a third of the state's carbon footprint. So he's actually talking about a small percentage of the state's carbon footprint, and then he sets very minimal goals.
The state failed to meet its previous goal of getting 30% of electricity from renewable sources by the end of this year. At the UN Climate Change Conference, many nations will be asking to lower the goal for the world's maximum allowable temperature increase. And according to Dunley, New York needs to raise its goal for how much electricity it gets from renewable sources much higher in order to reach its target for carbon reductions.
If you want to be at 80% by 2050, you actually probably need to be about 80% renewables by 2030, because it's the last 10 to 15% which is the most challenging.
Environmentalists were encouraged by Governor Cuomo's veto of a proposed offshore liquefied natural gas port, a move that could clear the way for developing offshore wind power. According to Dunley, that could be critical to meeting energy goals, but the state has not committed to a plan.
We've seen both Massachusetts and New Jersey step up to the plate with some offshore wind proposals, and Rhode Island is already beginning to move. New York has fallen further and further behind.
Clean energy advocates are also concerned that the state may be diverting some efforts away from renewables to keep two unprofitable upstate nuclear power plants in operation. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.